Blessings to you and blessings to you, all beings. There are many worthwhile factors about a meditation practice. And one of them is essence. Essence of being, essence of moment, essence of meaning, essence. And we could probably keep going with more ideas, words associated with essence. But if we think about just contemplate, think about it in a moment. Here, essence. So, the essence of meaning, for example, meaning of a word. What is the meaning of a word? Not its definition. What's its meaning? And those two terms, meaning and definition, are usually not describing the same thing. Meaning comes inside. Meaning is related to our individuated subjectivity. To define something, for instance, we can define that water is made up of hydrogen and oxygen atoms. Now, then you'd have to define atoms, oxygen, hydrogen, right? But the meaning of water is that one meaning is that everything on planet Earth came from water biologically, physiologically, evolved from water, and that everything on planet Earth requires, needs water. So that there's a meaning that has to do with life, that has to do with being alive, that has to do with shared existence, is within the meaning of water. And everyone else can take it to wherever they would for meaning in contradistinction to definition. That idea, the meaning of something, the essence of something, right? Because I said the essence of the meaning. Meaning has an essence. It's getting more deep into whatever one is contemplating, thinking about. Essence of being. Well, we can consider being. Well, okay, right now we're all being. We're all being here. We're all being doing this. We are being here doing this. But when we add the word essence of being, that's the motivation to show up. That's the dedication to show up. That's the inner urging to not only come here, again, if you're doing this later on by podcast, etc., you're still coming here to do this. So, and then there is even beyond motive and aspiration and dedication and so forth, there is the your essence is what you're is what we're seeking. Our higher qualities, our innate excellence, the peace that is within, These are all aspects and qualities of our essence. So essence, why essence? Because of Bodhi Bodhi. Bodhi is a noun. Bodhi is more or less a kind of an adjective. It's hard when you're talking about a different language. But Bodhi is a noun in the way of flower. The term flower is a noun. The term body is a noun. Bodhi is more of a descriptive, which is why, for instance, bodhicitta is defined by Glenn Mullen as, or translated by Glenn Mullen as, Bodhi mind. Chitta is mind, one of the many words for mind. Bodhi is qualifying it. It's an adjective. But these terms are orienting us to how it is that we experience essence, presence, beauty, wholeness, oneness. The dance of joy in whatever ways that we do. Yeah, so that's why I'm bringing that forward. Why I'm bringing forward essence, the mechanism by which we as human beings have the capacity to register, notice, recognize, and in the end, abide and live from essence of being, whatever that means to you, to me, and its full range that can be accessed. The mechanism is Bodhi. And the more we live from Bodhi, the more Bodhi our life will be. There's a chipmunk just outside the window that is in its essence. So doing chipmunk things just outside the window, which you probably can't hear, but I can. Excuse me. Okay, let's meditate. We smile with chipmunks and with moments and the spontaneity of everything. And realizing that it is spontaneous and that everything is spontaneous, that there is nothing that's not that. Possibility of noticing that, possibility of recognizing that fact, that it is a fact, comes from Bodhi. And everything we will meditate with this morning will come from Bodhi. Bodhi makes everything we will meditate with in this meditation possible. Bodhi will make it all possible. It's kind of like breathing. Breathing makes our existence possible. It's kind of like that. So we smile with here we are again, limitless in our possible meditations, limitless in what we can explore and focus upon and open to and open into. Limitless, we smile. The fact that it's limitless. The fact that we notice that it's limitless and can actually employ the fact that it's limitless and we can work with that comes from Bodhi. The common mind does not work with limitless. The common mind works with definitions, specificity, product manuals, and them needing to be explainable in English because we're English speaking. That's not limitless. So we smile again. And feel it already. Feel our own limitlessness. This gentle abiding peacefulness. Bodhi. If we smile it into the world, warm-heartedness arises with the peace and expansiveness. Bodhi. And as we soften and open, melting, dissolving, beauty. Radiating, abiding. Free booty. We take a long, soupy breath, breathing essence beam. Love you all. As you move through your day, recognize the subtle. The ability to recognize the subtle is to train our mind to open to Buddhi. Recognize the subtle. The subtle in you, which, is good stuff, essence of being. The subtle, as in how subtle attachments can be, how subtle aggression could be, and so forth. Recognize the subtlety of how the light changes through the day or dances through the leaves. Recognize the subtle inside, excuse me, subtle inside, and the subtle all around. That's training the mind in Buddhi or to open to Buddhi. Love you all. Create your day.